Hello, welcome to the Kiara Show. So we're going to start off with...
It ain't no Kiara Show.
Anyway, we're going to start with the summary. So I, Kiara, I am going to talk about my summary.
I am.
Is that not English?
I am. You just said two letters.
I am. Shut up. Anyway, this section talks about Junior's transition into his old school to his new high school. At first, he had a lot of enemies and people that talked about him. Then he gets into a fight and actually wins. After that, some people start to respect him. Later on in the book, later on in the chapter, he meets a girl named Penelope, and they start to become friends. Now his life is just a little bit better. Now who will go next?
I'll go next. All right.
But you need to get into a fight because the boy is
I mean, it's same
thing. I think he did win, though. Because the boy hit him, and he hit him back, and the other boy didn't do nothing. Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. He was like, talking.
No, that boy didn't hit him, because
no,
he had...
No, he didn't.
He said something bad.
No, if you read the rules of an Indian, as long as they insult you, say anything about you or anything about your family.
Yeah, the rules.
Anyway, can somebody just go?
So he got...
Let's go.
He said it was a fight, but it really wasn't a fight.
Junior
said
it was a
fight. All right. My summary is, I said it was fun too. All right.
Great.
My summary is.
Who section, am I? Who are you?
I'm Xavier. The section of the book was about Junior and his transition to Riordan. He was the only Indian attending this school. He ran into a few problems, getting into a fight. After that, he felt respected. Well, at least from the person he fought, because he won. Like one out of 1,000 he lost. And he also made a new friend named Gordy, who is smarter than him. And he also has somewhat of a girlfriend named Penelope.
I fish. Are you done?
My name is Ashawn, and for my summary, I said in the halfway point, Junior starts his new school. Junior is now going to an all-white school, and the kids, like, he's like an odd man out. He soon meets a girl named Penelope. She is like a newfound love at his school. Later in the book, Junior ends up punching Roger in the face and being feared by many at Riordan. Junior gets jumped while trying to raise money for the homeless on Halloween. Junior gets a new friend named Gordy and seems pretty happy at his new school now.
So him and Gordy are friends.
He asked me for his friends. Junior walked up and said, "Do you want to be friends?" And then Gordy said, "You sure you want to?"
He were too.
Who Gordy is? He's like a human library.
He real smart. This is Andreas Berry, and I said in this section of the book, Junior transitions to a new school. He's the only Indian attending the school. He had a fight that he finally won. He felt respected. And met a new friend named Gordy.
Junior finally gets into the new school. He's already interacted with a few people. He's met Roger, a boy who used to bully him, yet now has his respect. He's met Penelope, a popular girl who he's now semi-dating, regardless of the mixed signals that he's getting. And finally, Gordy, a smart kid who he's found out is kind of like him and has become close to him.
Copy writing.
Shut up.
I need a pencil.
That's my pencil. I'm trying to give a point.
Okay, so next we're in the vocabulary, and I guess I'll start first. One vocabulary word I used was nada, and it means nothing. I use another word, imagination. It means to produce something in your mind, to not be real. And I say inspired, to give inspiration. And reservation is something, it's land that's set aside after reaching a treaty. I'm going to say vocabulary words.
This is Andreas, and my words were vintage, that means old. And Anglophile, that means... Someone,
you said pedophile?
No, Anglophile.
How you spell that?
A-N-G-L-O.
A-N-G-A-L-O-L.
A-N-G-L-O-P-H-I-L-E.
Okay, what do you mean?
Someone who loves Mother England.
Someone who loves England?
Someone who loves Mother England.
Let me just get that. Someone
who loves Mother England.
What's you say a motor?
Mother.
What's Mother England?
That's what they said in the book.
Okay, I feel like England wrong, right? It's a D.
Huh?
I think they spelled England wrong.
England.
Damn.
All right, I'm Sean, and one of the words I decided to use was legendary, remarkable enough to be famous and well known, very well known.
What word did you use?
Legendary.
All right, my words I use is tautology, which is a phrase in which you use two different sentences that mean the same thing. Another word I use is delirious. It is a state of like wild excitement. Another word is petrified. And it's like something of a organic matter changed into a stony substance. And I also use articulate, which is showing the ability to speak fluently. That's what I used.
This is Baloo. The word I used is bulimic, which means suffering from an eating disorder by bouts of overeating, then fasting or vomiting.
Nada. Nothing.
Nada. Didn't mean nothing. Oh, you do it on the classroom. I mean,
I'm just doing it on the
And especially in the like the place they're in.
I think you can add multiple tabs. You know, like, Google Docs. You gonna turn me on computer, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna
write it down. Yeah.
I think we'll do both. Yeah, but it's still recording. Boom. You can type in record her still.
All
right. Here you go.
Nada. Where's is it recording?
Yes.
Okay. What's the next thing we're doing?
Oh, we're gonna do
The next part is questions.
I start with the questions. So my question is, what do you think about Junior having a somewhat of a girlfriend?
I'm happy for him.
He's a little oddball, so yeah.
I never.
I think she might be.
No, you only got to do five. Add in those questions and answers. So we don't have to add in.
Wait, it says add in notes about your groups and
even though what
in the extras. Yes,
you did. Right.
My question is, what do you think would happen when Rowdy finds out that Junior has a white girl?
I said the same thing. I was like, what do you think would happen when Rowdy finds out?
I said. How do you think? I said, what do you think about Junior's sister moving away?
It's good for her.
I think it's good for her, but it was kind of strange because she just met him at a bar for like 5 minutes and then she just left with him.
You didn't get married yet or not?
They got married right away. They met each other for like 5 minutes and then they got married.
All right, my other question I had. Do you think Junior's sister will come back?
Probably after he beat her or something. I think he's gonna beat her. I think gonna beat her.
She sent a letter and she said she was doing good and stuff.
I did read.
She didn't read.
I have a question. I never
read it.
Anyway, we answered the first question. Mm-hmm. I said, what do you think about when Junior feels depressed?
Wait, say it again.
Well, how do you, I said, what do you think about when Junior says he's depressed?
I feel his depression is depression, but it ain't depression. Like, he's just...
He's going through a state.
Yeah, he's going through that teenage state, like, where everybody's just getting on your nerves and you just want to be left alone.
I feel bad for him. People that bullying him at school. Cool.
I mean, I feel bad about the part where he got jumped on Halloween. Yeah. Like, he was trying to raise money for homeless and they jumped him in his own reservation.
He got a disability.
So. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he really got a disability right now because how he's doing right now.
I thought he was slow. I don't say disability. I think he had like a.
When they first mentioned disability, I thought he was like real, like retarded.
So, do y'all feel Gordy was the one who jumped in on that fight on Halloween?
And Gordy's friend?
Well, remember, Gordy did punch him in the eye before he left.
Hold on. Gordy.
Okay. Oh, wait, I'm sure.
Gordy, I know I ain't read that much, but I know I read, so I understand
that. My fault. I meant ratty. Like,
you probably did.
No, I don't think so.
I think he did.
Cause he left him.
Yeah, he left him with a black eye. He see him in the red zone on Halloween. Like, that's the perfect time. And it was three of them kicking and stomping.
I mean, but who got friends around you? Who friends around you now? He jumped somebody
with. Who knows what happened when he ain't around?
Okay.
Nobody like that.
My question is.
Ready, a fucking savage.
I feel like it was three brothers. Fight any and everything. I mean, I feel like it was three brothers. Whatever their name was. Andrew's brother. Yes, sir.
My question is, why do you think Roger didn't hit Junior back?
I feel...
Wait, who?
Roger.
The Roger again?
Oh,
the
bully. I feel Roger didn't hit him back because...
He's a white boy.
I feel he didn't hit him back because I guess it threw him off guard. Like, he didn't expect his kid. He didn't expect him to swing on him. So, I guess... He got his respect off that.
Yeah. All right, ready to move on?
Mm-hmm.
Are you answering more questions?
What was that question you said? You said something about her sister moving away.
Oh, yeah. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think they were very restrictive.
Well, my other question that wasn't asked by nobody else, I said, why do you think Junior became friends with Gordy?
They both weird, and they both had a lot of things in common.
You said, how do you feel about Mary moving away?
And they both play smart.
If I ain't got no friends, he wants some friends to hang out with.
He doesn't. In the book, before they became friends, they were talking about how they both same.
Honest,
well,
so.
Yeah, I can understand that because Junior's only friend was a TV in his hand and some motion. So, I can understand it.
He keep on bringing that back up too.
Okay, my other question was.
He brought it up a few times.
They were like, why would you make a boner metaphor?
Oh, yeah. I said, what do you think will happen when Junior finishes the school year off?
I feel he's going to want to stay at Reardon.
Do you think he'll go back to the reservation?
No. I mean, I feel he wouldn't go back because his life ain't got better where he at now.
He
got kind of a girlfriend, respected, friends now. Like, he's doing his thing. He's living his life. He go out with one of the prettiest girls in the school. He's respected by one of the biggest bullies in the school. Like, he doing his thing here. He finally won his first fight.
That's what he said too.
Yeah, the book,
it
was like his. That
and
was
I
his
took
first
a sperm and said that the boy hit him first, and that's what he had made.
He just insulted him.
He was talking about.
That's insult, dude.
What my other book?
Who is it? Blue shorts.
I didn't take mine out.
No, I'm talking about the water bottle.
How do you feel?
It has my name on it.
How do you feel?
I didn't see that.
Well, this is the percentage of fights you do.
That's what you do.
Like,
what's Junior's sister's name?
Mary.
How do you feel about Mary getting married and moving away? No, we're talking about
this. We already talked about
this. I know, I'm just saying, I'm right here, right down.
I feel she did what her heart desires, basically. Hey, love doesn't have a time limit.
5 seconds, though.
Love doesn't have a time limit. It was love at first sight.
Who wrote down Ashawn's definition for legendary?
That's basically what she said.
Oh, my DM.
She said, I like guys that gamble.
Is that your paper?
Yeah, I think so. It is basically an extremely.
Who book is this?
What did I put?
Remarkable, known, and important.
Let's get my book.
This is my book.
Where's my book at?
I don't know. No.
I swear to God, you better have
I don't have your book. This is my book. I took it out.
How about I just put it out of my book?
He really did just put it out.
Why you got my book? This is mine.
Where is my book?
Nigga, I don't know. That's why I got the.
How do I got your book, though?
From class. Moves in his fifth class. He never gave it back. Yes, you did when we was in class. You took my book and you trying to write down the stuff for this worksheet.
Oh, my. In my thing.
See how he's accused me of stealing. Keep it from the
thing. I was asking where is my book. I said, where is my book? Where is
what a next bookmark
is. Let's go to that page. This page on the
top. Trying to bring up the fight thing.
Yeah, my book. No, not the fight.
Oh, that's actually lit.
What am I bring up? What are we talking about again?
Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's mine.
Yeah. Mary and
I was copying down your question.
I am so exhausted.
It says, how do you feel about Mary?
Your dingy ass white shirt.
Mine is dingy too. It's like.
This is whiter than mine. I accidentally mixed mine with colors. Say it. What's the next bookmark?
I mean, next.
Start off. Stop it. Figurative language, the quotes and novels.
No, I'm talking about
like 170.
Yeah, because we're supposed to be at like the third quarter.
I thought it was like 170. I don't see a paper in my book.
Page. That's more gum. That's more gum. Gum.
Yeah. I'm out of pee.
Alright, that's the half an hour warning, ladies and gents. Half an hour warning.
Yes, and though, I would say yes because.
Why you're not in your group, ma'am?
And in the past, she had run before, and I mean,
she
always does come back,
and
she looks
with
people before.
I am, of course. I love
you.
Two
things.
I did it. The spinal fluid thing, when he prepared his spinal fluid to car grease or some shit.
I mean, you can say that.
All right. I can? I'll go ahead now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so one figurative language I had chose metaphor. And what's the name? Junior, he says spinal fluid in the brain is car grease to the engine. So he was comparing the car engine to spinal fluid.
Fluid.
Yeah.
Get it.
Mm-hmm. I thought he said something about like fiber.
Alright, so one figure of language I got was assembly, and I said I walked like a zombie through the next few weeks in Reardon.
Oh, you said?
And basically to explain it, he's saying his walking resembles a zombie's slow, slouching feet dragging.
Well, I said when she threw up, what's it called? Penelope.
Penelope.
Oh, I'm saying Penelope was in the bathroom and she threw up and she made a noise. She was like, and then what's his name? Junior copied his voice, and that was the onomatopoeia.
He copied the sound.
The sound of what's the clown throwing up?
Penelope. Can't say Penelope.
Penelope. The sound. Isn't it even recorded? Oh, it's
still. She's tired.
I said Penelope gorges her pain and flushes it away as a metaphor, and what he's referring to is what happens when she goes through a bulimic episode. He sees it as her way of making the pain go away.
What pain is she in?
Cool. She was kind of stressed because she was kind of anorexic, and like she was trying to remain popular and all that stuff. She usually got a lot of stress from popping it, being popping. What she said.
Simile.
I'm gonna need to see y'all papers after all of this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need to see y'all papers after all of this.
We on the back, everybody went through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The back part, illustrators, your art creator. So I'll start. My name is Ashai. My artwork I chose was a poem.
No paper.
And I decided to do Indian as the root word of my poem. For I have intelligent. For N, I have native. For D, I have determined.
Hold on. All you did, what's it called? Poem. This thing called acrostic poem.
Yeah. So for D, I have determined. I have irregular. A, I have awesome. And I have notorious.
Oh, you did Junior name?
I did Indian. I choose form of, my chosen form of art is because these are words I feel describe Indians personality-wise. In my artwork, the following characteristic symbols, the characteristic of an overcoming determined person with quality. These things are important because many people lack some of these traits and responsibilities. As an artist, I decided to name my masterpiece.
Somebody else picked it for me.
As an artist, I decided to name my masterpiece De Silahancho B.
Just because?
Nah. My art piece name is De Silahancho B.
I don't even know.
He's making up stuff. I know. I'm saying. I know you wrote up. So you made up that word.
She said it was good. She said it's your masterpiece name.
All right. So what I did. My artwork, I chose to draw a picture. And I chose this form to show and represent something about Gordon and Junior. What I drew was a picture of Gordon standing on one side of a book and Junior standing on the other side. And I drew them little beams. You know how like on TV shows, you see the little beams connecting to one of each other, like rivals and stuff. And in my artwork, it was a book, Gordon and Junior. These things are important. Well, these things. No, it represents how smart.
Where's the paper, bro?
It represents how smart both of them are. Well, smart.
Can I see your figurative thing?
And I would call my masterpiece Smart Rivals. I don't think she ever goes and listens.
I doubt it. I think she walks around. I
think she looks at the blue right now.
Okay, well, I said I made a textbook. I chose this art form because Junior loves education, even though his education gets him into many problems. And two, in my artwork, the following characters slash I'm like, Jameer's kind of loud as well, but I'm hella. I'm just loud. I apologize. Anyway, like I was saying, anyway, the symbols I chose were Native American writing and characters with Junior. These things are important because these are the main points in the book. And as an artist, I chose to name my masterpiece Misconception.
Oh, I meant to say these things are important because it represents how smart they both are. Come on.
You're good.
No, I didn't say.
It did.
I said it represents how smart they both are.
It did.
These things are important.
It did.
Should I say my name?
Go ahead.
For my artwork, I chose to create a poem. I chose it because it was the easiest.
ASMR.
The symbols I used were like butterflies, fires, trees, etc. The actions I used was a butterfly leaving its family, flying by a group of trees, and coming across a raging fire. Afterwards, he gets lost in the dark, only to see a small candle in the distance, and the character was a butterfly. I said these things are important because they symbolize everything Junior is going through, as the butterfly represents bravery, it also represents a change of mind and transportation. The trees symbolize a fresh start, and the fire and darkness represent the fear Junior went through. And the mysterious of his new school. Then, in the midst of all of it, the candle represents his hope that he eventually came to mind with. And I call my masterpiece The Migration.
What? Why does it matter?
She said,
okay, why does it matter?
Yeah, I want to see it. Can you say it?
I do.
Where is it?
She told you that so she could leave her alone.
Oh, she did.
Where she did. I have no reason to lie.
Okay.
I ain't do nothing. Wait.
Fingernail.
I didn't even touch you.
But you did.
I didn't exist, so how can my fingernail do that?
Excuse me. Can we stop the recording before y'all begin to play?
No, we're not playing. We should type it.
But the recording is over.
Oh, stop it. Go ahead and stop it.
We did the last part.